A-League Podcast, baby. We're in the building from Atlanta, Georgia. We got me, Eric Yeboah. Rashad's in the building. Davey's in the building. Keem's in the building. Jeremy is not here, man. We were missing Jeremy, the UGA guy that y'all be listening to. He ain't here. What is Jeremy up to? What did he say he's doing again? Easter? He got to get ready for Easter?
He's out of town.
Saving the day.
He's
Superman.
Jeremy, he's saving Clark Kent.
Get my Superman.
Somebody got to do somebody got to do his outro later. We're going to talk about the Hawks, man. They got the Wizards in the first round. Then after that, we're going to talk about, did T.I.P., is he the creator, the inventor of trap music?
I do it.
We're going to talk about T.I. T.I. said a lot of crazy stuff, too. We're going to talk about that. And that's going to be our lineup for today. We probably got a little bit more because I think you know how it goes here, man.
I just heard that Kendrick this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I
wasn't
like
going to talk about it.
Halfway in the shower, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It said he might come out with something tomorrow for Resurrection Sunday. Oh, by the time this come out, it'll probably already been out.
Kendrick is very religious, people. So he might have something. It's called Nation. It might be called Nation. So it's going to be Damnation. That's the because the first. Yeah, that's going to be dope. Anyway, let's start off with the Wizards-Hawks first round series. We got our clips, audio clips for the week from Hawks players and Coach Bud.
Like I say, you know, doesn't bother me at all. And actually, it's to an advantage. You know, I think it works in our favor that I come off the bench, starter, come off the bench, you know, yeah. Playing a second unit guy, so it's a little bit easier out there, so it's good for me right now.
What have you seen in these last four games that's been so dramatically different than it was just a week ago?
Over the first three games before tonight, we're averaging about 32 assists tonight. We had 30 tonight, so, and defensively, you know, we've been pretty stellar too. Just flying around, covering for each other. Getting contested on a great number of shots throughout the game. You know, it was earlier in the year. You know, guys had wide open up contested shots. You know, we got a guy with 10 feet within them. Now we're flying by guys, and you know, guys are flying around. You know, the energy is amazing. Dwight's protecting the rim. Guards are out, you know, pesking and, messing up the rhythm of offense. And so we're in a good spot.
Confidence? When you do this and then to go into the playoffs?
Yeah, I said in the interview a couple days ago that, you know, even if it takes us the 82nd game with 4 minutes left in the game to figure it out, you know, the regular season 82 games for a reason. So we use all those games to get ready, and just so happened that I guess it was game 75 or 76, whenever it was, you know, the switch clicked and we have a look back since. John Wall and Bradley Beal being healthy. A totally different team. Cortot's always been a factor in any game he's played in. Morris is having a great year. Otto Porter, he's kind of the wild card for him. You know, he does a lot of things that don't show up on the stat sheet. So they got a lot of super top heavy over there. But you know, with the way we've been playing lately, bench has been playing well. Starters are starting to find a groove. I think we're going. Present problems for them too. It's gonna be a dog fight. You know, we faced them last year, 2 years ago in the playoffs. So there's some little history there. So we know what time it is. So it should be a good one.
You think it's easy to get so caught up in just those two, start up with Wall and Bill, and kind of forget about the others, like you said, Porter, and you know, good 3-point shooters like they have. That's like one of the biggest keys for you guys to not get too caught up in them, but at the same time,
you know,
still be accountable.
You know, John Wall, he won't let you forget about his other teammates. He's a guy that's had a 20 assist game this year. You know, he's not afraid to share the rock, so it keeps you honest. So it's going to take a valiant effort from everyone across the board to compete against them on a nightly basis. So it's going to be a tough cover, but, you know, we've been playing well, and we're playing the best we can.
You know, great point guard, great shooting guard, great role guys coming off the bench. Cortot's going to do all the dirty work. Moore's going to do his thing. So we just got to go out there and match their mentality, match their effort on both ends of the floor. And, we just got to contain them and hope Bradley doesn't get hot like he normally does and hit all these contested shots and all these difficult shots because they beat off of that.
Did you learn anything though that you didn't play? You played them not too long ago with a lot of guys out and it was close.
Yeah, I mean, just get out the gate early, you know. Just got to, you know, we can't get punch in the mouth first. You know, we got to go out there and, you know, take blows and keep jabbing at them, keep going at them on the offensive end, lock down defensive end, and, get back in transition.
After that, they're playing great. They got two really good players, one and two punches that are there, but they have really good pieces around them. So, like I say before about us, you know, playing as a team, I think the team will play better as a team.
I think we'll look at things between now and the first game, and but they certainly have earned minutes and earned opportunities, and you know, hopefully our bench can be something that maybe gives us a boost and gives us an advantage and keeps us fresh and where we can play at a high level for longer than our opponent.
So that's our clips for the week. First was Kent Bazemore. Then led to Tim Hardaway, and then Jose Calderon, then finally Coach Bud about the Wizards. What's up, man?
Was that Dwight Howard playing Beyonce?
I think that was. That's so real. I think it was, too. You know how it is. Dwight Howard, nobody knows Dwight Howard plays some of the craziest, but sometimes the dopest music in the locker room, especially after a win. He's played anything from Drake's like latest album. He played that last week, and he'll play some church music if he's in that mood, right. And then he'll play Beyonce, as you heard. So Dwight is unpredictable, man. I don't know, but he got his own little style. Either way, those were some of the clips for the week. Coach Bud, and I think Bazemore said it earlier, do y'all feel like we have an advantage from a bench perspective? What do y'all think about that?
It depends. Looking at both teams' benches, it depends who shows up. It's like the Wizards, they upgraded their bench at the trade deadline with signing Jennings and getting Bohan Bogdanovic from Brooklyn.
He can shoot, yeah.
And it just comes down to who shows up. You know, if Atlanta, you got to have Muscala. You know, he has a history of being good, but he also has a history of being bad. And you got Baze, you already know about him. And, and you got Delaney, who a lot of people haven't been so high on, but now he's playing better.
Yeah.
So it just really depends, like who shows up. I mean, I expect it to be like back and forth. Like you might see, good Jennings and good Delaney.
Yeah.
You might see bad Delaney and bad Jennings.
So Jennings is a wild card, dude, because he's very streaky. But at any given moment, he can come in, and he's playing a role that I think is better for Jennings. Honestly, just come in. You got one job to shoot, like just get up shots, which is all Brandon Jennings is known for doing. So he might present a challenge. And I think for Atlanta, I think just stay with 10 deep, 11 deep. I think you should just run that. Yeah. Ersan has been playing really well. And you said Muscala even. Muscala's kind of playing. Look, that shot he hit against Cleveland, I think it was like huge for him.
Reminds just, you of absolutely. The shot that he hit a couple years ago against Washington.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, really? And we're back to this. We're back to Washington. Right, he might go off again. So we got Ersan. I think Jose is going to probably play more than – I don't know if Jose will play more than Delaney. I have a feeling he will because he
– Well, I think just like recently when the Hawks started playing well, game 75-76 is base set, Calderon was the backup.
Yeah.
So,
and I think he deserves it, right?
It took him a couple of weeks to get used to the system, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Cause, or just get used to NBA basketball, because I don't think he's played since like October, November with LA.
He sat out for a while. Yeah. That was, and I think him coming in, like veteran, like just having that vet, you need to come off the bench, especially in this series or this playoffs period. Yeah.
The Wizards have a lot of Hawks killers, just period. Bill and Wall are Hawks killers.
Definitely.
And then you got Morris. Morris has been, it hasn't shown up on the stat sheet, but he's low-key dominated every Hawks big man that named Dwight Howard.
He's done a good job against.
He's bullied them. He's bullied Muscala. He's bullied, I was going to say Mike Scott, but.
Shout out to Mike Scott. Millsap, too, though. He's given Millsap some trouble, which I think is a really important matchup. I think he has given Millsap. I looked it up. Millsap is only averaging 15, almost. I think maybe 16 against Washington.
Yeah.
And with Markieff on most of the time. But it's going to be an inside out because it's like they're an outside shooting team. We're mostly inside.
Porter and Ubrick, I think that's
Ubrick.
His name.
Kelly Ubrick.
Former Hawk.
Yes.
And Porter.
Can't forget.
Turned into Hardaway, who's better. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Those two guys, man. I'm thinking,
I like Uber.
And then you're talking about Brandon Jennings. He's a Hawks killer.
Yes.
And the playoffs, Bucks, I remember with the Milwaukee, they took us to seven, and Jennings had 41 games.
If Andrew Bogut never got hurt, They might have beat that. They might have won that. You remember Andrew Bogut broke his arm and that was it. Yeah.
And Joe Johnson had that block on Brandon Jennings in game 7.
Is that in Atlanta? Yeah, that was here.
That was one of Joe Johnson's like
highlights.
Because he like yelled after he did the block and he blocked it in the stands.
Joe Johnson yelled?
He's like,
what? And you said,
I was watching on ABC.
Joe Johnson yelling, what?
Yeah, I guess showing, it was. He swatted it.
Yeah, what?
And then he shot it, and then, you know, it's crazy. But, yeah, so, yeah, that, so Washington just has a lot of Hawks killers, like all the way down to Jennings. So you're talking
shooters.
About, I say about 5-6 deep. The only person that you really have an advantage on the Hawks matchup-wise, I would say, is Howard and Gortat.
So you think, so Howard has a clear advantage to y'all over Gortat.
Yeah,
easy money.
And Mahimi's hurt.
Mahimi wasn't even like a big deal for the Hawks because I was looking at, you know, all the games, right? Mm. And Mahimi wasn't even like that much of a factor in the Hawks and Wizards games.
He's just another body.
No, he was hurt for a while. I didn't know he played against them.
Oh.
What, no, what? He didn't play. See,
I'm
but he didn't.
Regular season.
Yeah, I didn't think he didn't start though. Mahimi.
I mean, but I'm talking like I watched the full game.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you know? Okay.
You said and I didn't see him out there on the floor. Period.
He's just been on off the court. I was wondering like, has he played? Because I'd be like, I'd be wondering like, you know, they gave him that big contract. I was like, is he living up to it?
I thought Mahimi's gonna be a lot better, man. I'm surprised he's like you said, he's had injuries, I'm sure, throughout, but. I was expecting a little bit more of a takeoff. He has a lot of talent there.
Gortat got that money, too.
That he did.
Yeah, Gortat did.
He got paid.
I think
I want to say something about Bradley Beal, because he was kind of like an Eric Gordon guy this year, where we knew they could score. We knew they were talented, but they were always hurt. Yeah. And this year, they finally had one healthy season, and they did fairly well for themselves. Did.
He played like 77 games.
Yeah, I was like, it's real happy. You get real happy as I'm trying to think of the word.
What, for
as
him?
As a basketball fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was
trying
to say it in like a Hooperhead way.
Like, you're a Hooperhead.
I don't know what the word is.
Junkie?
Basketball junkie.
Yeah, you go.
A basketball. For basketball junkies, it's really nice to see those guys get to play it finally a full season and like score the way we know they can score.
Yeah, man. Bill. And he's only like 23. It's crazy. Bradley Beal gets like younger every year because I keep thinking.
I remember they told me a couple years ago, they was like, his 22nd birthday. I was like, 22nd?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm 20. Songs.
Yeah, it's
it feels like Bradley Beal has been in the league like for like 6-7 years.
Yeah, him and John Wall have been together for a minute.
Right.
He came in, he was like 19, right?
I think so.
He was one and done with Florida.
Yeah, okay. That boy can shoot, man.
If they're on the injury reports, Rashad's fault.
Say it again.
If they're on the injury report in the playoffs, it's Rashad's fault.
It's Rashad's fault. if he gets hurt, then we know who did it.
Yeah.
No, we ain't. Look,
we
need to make some of these dudes disappear.
Kyrie Irving.
If we can pick one wizard to make disappear, don't make Chris Paul disappear. All right. Don't do that, Rashad. See, I was cool until you said. If we need one wizard to disappear, who do we need it to be?
John Wall.
That's the Wall. John Wall for sure.
He said Baze need to hit that hand again.
Who said that?
He said shooter.
Who said that?
Shooter was like, go for the hand, bro.
Oh wow! Don't take advice from Dennis right now.
I don't. Who do you think Dennis is gonna fight someone? Oh, who, is it gonna be Brandon Jennings or is it gonna be John Wall?
He's gonna tell on somebody.
Dennis Schroeder fighting somebody.
Because Jennings always getting into fights.
Oh, it's Jennings.
And Schroeder always getting into fights in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's Jennings.
Right.
Then. It's gonna be Jennings then.
These are the facts, by the way. Just
you got Compton. You got Compton versus Germany.
What I want to happen. These are just facts.
Uh-oh.
He has a history of fighting.
We got shots getting
high pressure situations.
Look, like some people were hating on Rashad the other day. If y'all don't know, listening, you know, so Rashad just coming back, you know, just protecting himself. You good? You straight? All right, you got that out your system? You ain't got no more. You good? All right. Can we move on?
No comment.
I got to make sure he's good. All right, what's up? What's up?
Another thing I just want to think about was just like, you know, what. These contracts changed the perception of how the Hawks play because it's like, you know, yeah, they're playing as a team now, but, you know, playoffs where you're making money at. A lot of players this past offseason made a lot of money. Like, Mahimi's not no $16 million a year player, but he showed out in the playoffs, you know, with
who's going to be that guy this year for the Hawks?
Yeah, just for the Hawks. Yeah. You know, you got a lot of players that are on expiring contracts, Cephalosha, Muscala, Millsap, you know, it's.
I'm gonna say Timmy's gonna be that guy.
It was like, will they stay playing as a team? Or are they gonna worry about trying to get that next contract?
Yeah, no, it's a good point though, because there's always that one guy that's gonna stand out. And for the Hawks, Tim knows how much money he can make this summer. He ain't stupid. Tim's he got a smart agent that says the market really is in your favor here as far as guards go.
That's what Cal said.
Yeah,
Cal. How you think Hardaway performed tonight? He was like, man, he's playing great all season. He needs to go out and get that money, man. Get that money.
Yeah, he got it.
I was like, dang, if Kyle said that in the press, dang. You know Tim already knows. So yeah, Tim about to get 100. Yeah,
that's just 100?
Right.
Maybe 90.
And the Hawks are really in good position, I guess. You know, if it's about the contracts, they're in good position because, you know, they've been on a little bit of a hot streak as of late, particularly beating Boston and Cleveland.
Yeah, man.
Particularly that win where they came back by 26 points over Cleveland.
Sunday.
So one would think that maybe perhaps the Hawks are probably going into the playoffs, maybe with a little bit of momentum because they just
we just going to forget the fact that we lost by 30 points to Indiana. We just going to forget that.
I mean, they didn't play anybody. They didn't play anybody.
I mean, they didn't play anybody against Cleveland, and we made a big deal.
Yeah, true. It's the last game of the season.
I mean, if we gonna make a big deal out of the bench starting and beating the team, then we need to make a big deal about the bench starting and losing by 30.
Yeah, no, that's real. No, I think I was gonna say real quick though. Keen brought up something good that. All right, if for this series, who do you trust more? Because you have a team like the Hawks who got on the streak here late, but most of the season they were up and down, and there was a point that they weren't in the playoff contention at all. They were like the 10th seed. And then now you got the Wizards who started off slow, and then the month of December, they get hot, and then from here on out, they've just been balling. Like, who do you trust more? In this series, is that the tipping factor there? Do you go with the team who's been consistent all year, most of the year, in the Wizards, or you go with the Hawks who are late?
I think the tipping factor, since it may be one of those things where they possibly, you know, could be, you know, evenly matched in some cases, I think the tipping point is the fact that the Wizards have game 7 at their place.
Okay, okay.
They play together longer. It's like, so many question marks. Like, how can Dennis handle the extra responsibility leading the team to playoffs? Because it's just like, you know, you've had these long losing streaks during the season. How are they going to handle, they lose a game 1 or a game 2? Is Dennis still going to, you know, is he going to defer like he would need to? Is he going to accept, you know, is he going to be like, you know, it's my way, we got this, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he got his little Twitter posts be over here like, you know,
yeah.
We all right.
No, Dennis, the turnovers are the biggest thing with Dennis. Just relax. A lot of the turnovers there, the turnovers with Dennis are giving people like just nightmares, because if he does that again, because like we saw he's top 10 in assists in the league. I mean, top 10 in turnovers, in the league. It's just awful. And then for the amount of actually time he has the ball in his hands is very low in this offense. So for you to turn over that ball at that high of a rate and not have the ball in your hands that much, it doesn't make sense to me. But it's like he's pressing a lot. A lot of his passes, too, he has some even for Charlotte this week. And I was just like, they're lazy. They're very lazy. And I was like, Dennis, yo. Like, I thought by the 81st game of the year, like, that would be cleaned up. And I was like, at least some type of progress. There hasn't been any progress. We got to be honest about it. There's no – I mean, you watch – you get what you see by watching Dennis throughout the year. He has his moments. Mm-hmm. He balls out against Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
He balls out against Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. He balled out against Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
But you forget all of that, right, because of – the whole culmination of it is with him has been turnovers. It's just he's put this team in a bad spot. And then, once again, versus Cleveland, what happened for them to get that lead back, he was on the bench, right? All were talking. Yeah, he was on the bench. Dwight Howard was on the bench, which has been a theme throughout the year. This playoff versus the Wizards here, and all, you can't have those two. If you have those two on the bench and I don't think you're winning. You're not going to win. Like we said, Wizards have too much shooting. And too many athletes. You can't get away with having them sitting the four. So
I'm just curious to see like how long their leash is, you know, you know, it's like you can bench Dennis and, you know, Prince is a starter now, surprisingly.
Yes, he is.
So it's just,
I love that move.
I'm just curious to see like how Bud's coaching this part. This is the youngest team he's coached, you know, since he's been with the Hawks. So I'm curious to see like, you know,
that's a good point.
You know, is he going to stick with Dennis if he starts screwing up, or is he going to go with Delaney? Because sometimes, you know, it's one thing to be, like, you know, hard line about you, like, I'm a bench you if you start, you know, missing defensive assignments and stuff. Or are you going to let him play through it? Because it's just like, you know, like I said, you know, this isn't, you know, we lose this game, we can come back and win another one. It's like every game's like, regular season game magnified by 10.
Right? 10, yeah.
Talking about having Baze come in at point.
He
at
has
point
done,
off the bench.
He has done that throughout the year. Yeah.
So you have Baze on Wall, and then you got that long lineup. So you got Baze, mm-hmm. Prince, Tabo, and then you got three long guys, you know what I'm saying, that could guard Wall, Bill, and who else? Otto Porter, Oubre.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name is.
I like that. That's the long. So you have Bazemore, you have Thabo and Torian.
Right.
And then, Millsap Howard or Ersan. You can have either Ersan or Muscala.
Yeah.
You can mismatch.
And that's the second team.
Okay.
And then you can have Brimbury come in. Brimbury ran some point this year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Maybe, hey, no, he has.
Maybe if, what's his name, ain't getting the job done, then you can have Brimbury come in.
I don't trust Bembry at this point, but I like that you want I get where you're going with as far as having like just a bigger
11
guard.
Guys.
Eleven guys, and then having big guards like John Wall. That's another thing. Who should the Hawks put on John Wall?
You can't shut him down.
Yeah, you can't. So
they had Damari on him. Damari shut him down. Well, he contained him in 2015.
He did his what he could do. Yeah. So what I was thinking was just you put Torian on Bill. I think putting Torian on Bill is more important than putting him on Wall.
You put Thabo on Wall.
Thabo's coming off the bench.
Yeah, but Thabo's he's the best defender.
He's
right?
the best. Well, yeah. Right. He's the best.
So you put Thabo. I say Thabo instead of Thabo.
Thabo.
I'd rather put Thabo on Wall.
You rather put him on Wall? Okay. But wait. But out of the starters.
Out of the starters. Yeah, at the beginning of the game.
Dennis. Tim Hardaway, who both two defenders, not
some, come on,
not
man.
Some of the, I know. And then you got Torian. You got two guys who really can't defend. You got Torian, who's a better defender than all of them. Then you have Millsap and Howard.
I think you put Torian on Wall then.
Really?
I don't understand.
And then you can't sleep on Porter.
Yeah, that's my thing is, yeah.
You're right.
That's a sleeper.
And that's why they killed us this year.
Because of Otto
Porter. Because, you know, you had your best defender on, and then shooter on Porter, shooter on Oubre, and then they. Dagger.
Yeah, that's too small, right? So you got
right.
You got two small guys
okay,
there.
Okay, so all right, thinking that Shooter's got to guard Wall coming out the gate.
Yeah, you got to.
And then you're talking about coming off the bench, you got Thabo on him.
And then you could put in Thabo or whoever. Yeah, if they mentioned.
And then do that three guard, you know, three, you know.
You said Bazemore. Bazemore can
hybrids.
You can put Bazemore on Wall too, right?
Yeah.
I think he's done that.
Yeah, Bazemore's he's a hustler on defense.
He's going to at least.
Sometimes he gets beat.
Don't put him on IT.
You know.
No. You saw what happened with that. No IT for Baze. No, because Baze gets easily baited. Like, if you give that dude, like, a head fake or something, he's going to, you know, like, you see him. He's really, like, happy with. He'll go for the fake. So, that's the guy. I don't want Wall. I don't want Baze on Wall too long, but I like it. I don't mind it for a little bit.
Guys that yeah, you speed.
He got too fast, man. Yeah. I don't want that. I mean, I think Dennis is even good. I hate saying it, but I feel like Dennis is going to get in foul trouble pretty early. If you keep him on Wall too long, it's not to his.
And Prince.
And then you got Prince, even who he's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
And he's guarded everybody this season from LeBron James to freaking Zach Randolph. Like, I've seen him guard everybody. So, I like that he wants the challenge, but this is a challenge that you might, you know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
On a big stage, too.
Yeah, John Wall's ready, man.
Speaking of Randolph, how y'all think Memphis is going to handle San Antonio?
I really don't. Tony Allen's hurt.
Yeah, Tony Allen's hurt. That was huge.
Parsons out for the year.
That's huge.
And I think it's
Parsons is out every year.
So I think
right. Like Parsons, I was like, okay, that happens.
But
Tony Allen is huge without with Kawhi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just
side note.
Quick exit from Memphis.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, it's going to be quick. How do y'all feel the outcome of this series here? How do y'all feel about this?
I said Hawks. Wizards in five.
Okay.
Wizards or Hawks in seven, because it can go either way. Like, I saw, like, this series
can't
2 years.
Do that.
I saw it 2 years ago.
That's like
David,
saying,
you got two.
That's like saying okay. Hawks in six or Wizards in seven.
Okay,
that doesn't work.
Okay. Hawks in seven.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What?
Look out.
I didn't think so. I didn't think that was going to do that.
I just think, like, you know, like, Scott Brooks, he isn't a good coach.
Okay.
He can get out.
He's done a good job this year, but
I mean, he's a good regular season coach.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard going on the road winning game seven.
I look at.
OKC.
Yeah, let's see. Look who the team he coached last. How many championships did he win?
Yeah, he didn't. He had a good team. My thing with Scott was just he was supposed to be a defensive coach, and then they look like their play calling was very basic. Even when you had Westbrook and KD and all that, he looked pretty basic with his offensive stuff. So, yeah, I get it. No, Scott, I never knew what his identity was, but they say his defense. So.
Yeah,
I think it's very important for the Hawks. If they're going to win this series, I think it has to start 2-1 Atlanta. Because if they're down, then, you know, I think they'll be in trouble. But I think they got to, you know, I think.
You don't think they can come back if they're, this is not the team, you don't think they're built to come back. Okay.
Right, I don't think they're the team that built, you know, that's built, you know, for comebacks. I do think that if they do win, it's definitely going to go 7, but I'm picking, like I said, I'm picking the Wizards game 7 because, like I said earlier, tipping point game 7 in D.C.
You think Atlanta can get a win in Washington, the first two games?
I think they could.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
I just don't think D.C. is like a hostile environment. It's just like, you know.
D.C. gets, really?
Oh, it's just like, I don't think it's, maybe in football, but not in basketball.
Okay.
In the playoffs, I respect their crowds in the playoffs.
I thought, see, when those like Gilbert Arenas, like fans.
Ooh, those years.
No, they just seem a little, they got when LeBron came. Well, LeBron came, though, but they seem a little hyped. That's why I was like, all right, D.C., yeah, maybe.
It's a reason why they're on NBA TV.
Yeah. Yeah, did we get NBA TV? They on TNT?
We only got one NBA TV game.
No, tomorrow is TNT.
Oh, tomorrow.
I don't know about NBA. He might be, I think eventually there'll be NBA TV, which sucks. Yeah.
I think we only got one NBA TV game this year, though.
Yeah, I just don't really, like with the Wizards, it's just, you have to watch so many games. It's just like, they're a good team, but they're not a great team, and they're definitely beatable.
They're top heavy, right? They're like basically, you need a two of top heavy.
It's just like, you know, it's like 2 years ago, you know, they clearly looked like the better team.
They did.
And, you know,
Horford got the putback.
Yeah, just a simple Horford putback.
Yeah.
I can see like he dropped 50 or something like that, but it's just something simple as that, you know, just the team to make the less mistakes.
I think we got a clear rebounding edge over there. Like, clear. And that's going to be the, like you said, the difference. Like, Dwight, what are we looking for Dwight to turn into what he always turned, like playoff Dwight, right?
Dwight looking at.
If he does that.
16 games to make y'all happy.
To make y'all happy.
16 wins.
Yeah.
Right. Like we talked about last week, if he does his thing, if he doesn't do his thing, then is he going to get out of blame this year? If he does, you know, so now. I think Dwight's going to turn it up, man. I'm just going to predict. Yeah. I think he'll turn it up.
After the ring.
Yeah, he got a good matchup. You know, just like the beginning of the season, like when Atlanta was going that win streak and they beat the Wizards and he was dominating.
9-2. Yeah.
And so you don't have Mahimi to slow him down either. So, you know,
he has a fan. And even Paul, though. Paul.
Yeah, and Paul Millsap. Like, if they go Millsap at center or Ilisova, Muscala at center, you know, that's good.
Oh, when they go small,
They can. They can give the Wizards trouble too. All the Wizards could really do is just move Porter to power forward, you know, try to do the small ball forward like what Pierce used to do, give the Hawks trouble. But, you know, as I see with the Hawks defensive scheme, they're going to let the power forward shoot the threes.
They will. Which Markieff is definitely going to shoot those threes. And you know that. I think with him, Paul still has an advantage to me in that one just from an offensive standpoint. But, like, because Markieff is not a great defender, right? He's not a good rebounder. But he's, like you say, he's a stretch four. He does what he's supposed to do as far as guarding. Yeah, he guards stretch four as well, obviously, because his size and his athleticism.
He'll bang you up on that post, too.
But Paul's a lot stronger than him. That's why I see Paul got a clear advantage with Markieff. If he gets him deep enough, I don't think Markieff is strong enough to at least – because Paul missed it. Come on, we see how Paul missed it.
Paul,
he wants the contact.
Paul,
he's going to look
can
for
take
it.
Anyone.
Yeah, he's stronger.
Paul can take anyone offensively, yeah.
That's an advantage for Paul there.
Yeah, he going to get hit in the eye about 3 times.
Yeah,
we had a ranking every game. Who gets hit and falls down more in the who gets hit in the head and who falls down more in the game? It is Dennis Schroeder first, and then Paul Millsap. That was the only two, dog. Because every game, Dennis Schroeder's on the floor holding his head, and then pops up like nothing happened. I'm like, yo, you be lying. And Paul Millsap gets hit in the head, and it's like,
I thought this man Dennis got a concussion every single game.
Every
game.
Man.
It's a hilarious scene. Millsap look up, you know, get up, just like look at the refs. Like, you ain't getting that call.
Nah, hey, and it be home games and he don't get no calls. Like,
Millsap get hit in the eye every game, man.
And he just like,
I don't think I've ever seen his eye bleed, though.
For
someone who gets poked in the eye every game.
He got strong eyes. He got strong eyes. That's what the doctor means when he says he got strong eyes.
His agent gonna give him the Korean goggles.
Somebody needs to bring a goggles back like Amari did. That'd be dope.
I like the Rip Hamilton like mask.
You like the what mask?
The face mask that Rip Hamilton once wore.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron James once wore that mask, too.
That was so dope. Remember, the Batman mask.
There was one
the Batman mask.
There was one
that
week,
was
like Kyrie Irving did it.
Kobe.
No, And then what's his face? Dwayne Wade had the the shade goggles.
Wait, didn't that NBA?
The NBA banned it he did it.
Rondo, too.
Garden. Oh, Rondo did it?
Rondo did it when he had shades on. You couldn't see his eyes at all. That's when he played in L.A. He was at Boston playing against the Lakers. And they like, yo, you got to take them off at halftime. And I was like, dog.
Was playing in shade.
He was like, yeah, he's Stevie Wonder out there.
I had a question because someone was talking about earlier They're like, never forget when OKC had three of the top five players in the world.
Yeah.
And do y'all think James Harden's top five?
Ooh, good one.
Good question.
You got LeBron, you got Steph Curry, LeBron. Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. Steph Curry? Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. Kevin Durant.
Wait.
Westbrook and then Kawhi Leonard. So is James Harden in the top five?
People will probably go between James and Kawhi. Steph. If you want to take anybody, it could be. I would say between Steph and Harden.
Stop being
Harden.
Stop being disrespectful.
Oh my! I forgot we got Steph
Curry, the second best player in the world.
You can't put Harden where Steph is.
Hands down.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Hands down. You don't get a championship.
I'm not mad. Harden has got 11 assists.
I mean, he's the undisputed best shooting guard. Let's say that.
Who?
Harden.
Yeah, he's the best at his position. Is Steph the best point guard?
We don't know.
You got it.
Rashad, we don't know.
I got to chill.
Curry
is the second best player in the world, hands down.
That's KD. That's supposed to be KD. You still don't think KD is the better player than Steph?
Steph Curry is better than KD.
No, he's not. He's never will be. He's not.
KD, the third best player in the world.
Durant played defense.
Yes. He at least tried. He can at least rim protect a little bit.
Yeah, Clay was.
What's Steph gonna do, huh?
Clay was guarding.
Put him in the blender.
Yeah, Clay was guarding.
Some fruits and bananas. I'll put him in the blender.
They gonna put Steph on boy in the corner. Who the boy in the corner?
Who the boy?
At OKC, the boy that's always
Roberson.
In the corner. Yeah, Roberson.
Oh, he just chill out in the corner. Yeah.
Most of Steph's games is shooting.
You're crazy. You got it. No, Harden
Steph
can
Curry
be
the second best player in the world.
I know you love Steph.
I don't know.
You
I'm not so sure.
We talked about this.
James, hold Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, and Kawhi Leonard.
We've talked about this. The reason why you put Steph in there is because you love his family and what he represents and the God-fearing man he is.
And
that's why you got him that five. I know what it is.
And the fact that he's the second best player in the world.
I thought you were going to say he's the second best looking man. I thought you were going to say something like that. I was going to say. Now, because people think he's pretty. Steph, you got pretty eyes. I'm comfortable
when
with my
when
myself.
I saw him in person, I was like, yo.
Your eyes are pretty.
I was just like, this is a good looking fellow to be like the best player in the world, bro.
What? He's right though. That's why they hate him, because he's a good looking dude.
He's a good looking dude to be that good at basketball.
You think that's why they really can't say, like, damn, he's so good. And
he's a baby face.
He's a baby face dude with the light eyes. You know, I still question if
he's like my height. He's not that built. He's not like
he's 6'4 though.
Muscular.
Okay, Steph Curry is a legit 6'4. When we saw him,
he's like my height, bro.
He's taller than what I thought he would be.
Yeah.
I thought Steph was like, more 6'3", closer to 6'2".
Yeah.
But he's a legit 6'4" guard.
He's a slim guy. He wears regular clothes.
He needs to stop wearing that. What's that brand? He's always Essence. Not Essence.
The magazine.
What's that he been wearing?
Essence magazine.
I might look it up. Hold on. Because he got to start. I know they endorse you. You got to wear what they give you. But, dude, hold on. What's this? Fashion. Steph Curry. Oh, look at all these bad outfits.
The Letterman jacket.
He needs to. There's a lot of clothes. His boots game, he needs to stop, because he got big feet and like little legs. It just looks wrong.
Big feet. Little legs.
Hold up.
Turn Area 21 over here.
It's Area 21. I can't find his style. See, look at Steph Curry's style. That shouldn't be the first thing that comes up.
Hey, man.
Go ahead.
Steph just a normal dude, you know what I'm saying?
Is that why you love him so much?
No.
You really like Steph. I can see it.
I've been riding with Steph since I was 13 years old. And now he's the second best player in the world. He was the best player in the world when they won the championship.
He was.
LeBron took that back from him last.
Yoink.
Last finals, LeBron is the best player in the world. But Steph Curry right behind him.
Steph Curry Express.
And he proved that.
Express.
And he approved that. And he proved that when Kevin Durant got hurt. And he had to step in, and people was doubting him all season long.
Yes,
and he
doubted
came
him
back,
season.
And he did what he usually does.
I mean, he's top five.
Steph Curry moment there for Rashad Miller game. Are you happy? Look, we love Steph. He's had a great season, even though everybody was overreacting.
It's not like we called him Jeff.
He's a Steph hater because he Chris Paul. And he
Wait, what'd you say
Paul
about Chris
fan,
Paul? What'd you say?
And we don't talk about Chris Paul as much as we talk about Steph Curry.
We're not going to either. We're going to not talk about Chris Paul.
Because Steph Curry's better.
We're going to move on to our next subject. I will spend the rest of this episode debating that, and it's not worth it.
And then the Clippers are over.
They're over? No, they could. No, they are. No, they,
I look, won't say they're
they
over.
Get,
no, they're
they get eliminated. I'm not surprised. I'm numb. They've numbed me to this point where now I don't feel anything when I watch
Clippers
them.
The Clippers are a big tease. That's what it is. They're a tease.
They're a tease. They've been a tease for 4 or 5 years. They are.
When did Chris Paul get there? 09?
Oh, 11. 11.
11. Yeah,
after you got traded midseason.
All right. So you had six good years. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. We got to see that.
DeAndre.
It's over with. I mean, I think DeAndre's going to say. DeAndre got the new contract, but yeah, I mean, as far as Griffin and
DeAndre don't care. He got a new contract and fresh parades now. He don't care.
JJ a free agent, too.
JJ a free agent, yeah.
David, you a wrestling fan, so you know all about heels and baby faces. Yeah. Steph Curry is not just a baby face. He got that baby face personality. That's why so many people like him.
Yes. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's a baller.
He's a baller. We know.
Let's not forget
like Steph. Man crush. I know. Everybody got a man crush. I got
like
a man crush on Aaron Rodgers.
Hate or love. Or Westbrook, who's people are starting to like hate or love. By the way, Westbrook got a case for second best player in the world now.
He could take Steph's. He took Steph's.
When you lead the league in turnovers,
that don't matter.
Westbrook don't play defense.
It does matter.
But yeah, Westbrook don't play defense.
It should matter.
Westbrook don't play defense.
That's what's wrong with basketball today. He said it doesn't matter.
What? What did I say? Turnovers don't matter.
Turnovers are so high.
Yeah, I am a blind.
That Harden holds the single game record.
I got
turnovers and Denver's up for a turnover, but it doesn't matter.
Rashad.
It should matter.
Triple doubles.
It doesn't matter.
Have you seen a triple double?
Yeah,
42 of them. Have you seen 42 of them?
But
not McDonald's.
His stats. His
triple
stats
doubles,
are
baby.
All right, man. Skewed. When they put the ball in your hands. And every single play, and you're always around.
Hold on,
you got to think. And then the big man, the game has changed since the big man out at the 3-point line, since the big man out mid range. You got to open paint when they miss the shot.
Sometimes
so
I'm
who
worried.
Go get the ball? The most athletic dude, the dude that's going to
get
there the
fastest.
Nobody can guard him. Dude that can run to the ball, and the dude that can jump the highest once he gets there. And that's Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
So that's how you get the 10 rebounds.
Are you hating on the rebounds?
You get the ball in your hands every single play.
He's stealing rebounds.
Oh, stop it. Zach Lowe.
You get the ball in your hands every single time. Yeah. You come up the court and you play the entire game. Okay? You're going to get 10 assists if you keep doing that.
Are you mad that he's getting 10 assists?
The game is different. The game is different. So these triple doubles.
How we know Oscar was alive when Oscar was different game. Nah, see that's not fair. You just said the same thing about Westbrook.
Because the game is different from what it was in 2006.
Of course, it's
evolved. If we was at 2006, Kobe would have had as many triple doubles as Russell.
Can you stop with that?
He would know,
man.
His teammates weren't that good to make them shots.
He has Smush Parker.
Exactly.
Like, stop.
That's exactly why he would have had the triple doubles.
Because he always had
the ball in his hand. And it's
how come he didn't get them then?
Because it's a different game.
No, he was in a different system. It was a triangle. It was a totally different system.
Kwame Brown and
I don't think it was. Actually, was that a triangle? I don't know if it's a triangle or not. Where the system was running? Because
Phil
was gone.
Yeah, it was running.
Phil
wasn't there for a couple of years.
He was on a different one. He only stayed out 1 year.
And then came back.
Yeah, he came back.
Look, relax. You need to relax on Westbrook.
When Kobe almost pushed him over Phoenix.
That was dope. Now, he hit that game-winning shot.
I don't think Phil was a coach.
Phil was a coach.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Phil won those.
You were just born, Rashad. Rashad was just born like 5 minutes before.
I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, Phil.
See, that's your problem right there.
Phil came back and he
I'm like, we're about to look this up. What's that, Lakers? That's what?
07? 05, 06.
05.
Yeah, Phil's back.
05, 06.
He had wrote that book, and then
he trashed him.
Yeah, Rudy got sick, and then Phil came back.
We're looking it up right now.
He missed the playoffs 05, 06.
Yep.
And they drafted
Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
So they're running the triangle, and you want him to get triple-double? How many triple-doubles did Mike get? Come on.
Okay.
Like, Westbrook easily got Pat. It doesn't help.
It's a different game. It's an entirely.
So why are you? It's like
Steph Curry. Steph.
Okay.
Steph setting the record for 3-pointers in the season.
What's wrong?
And breaking his own. Well, when you shoot the ball and you shoot nothing but threes and you take 50 threes a game, of course you're gonna beat the record.
When you're Steph Curry, you can do that. Yeah, I mean that's what his game is.
The game has changed.
Yeah. So you think Westbrook triple doubles are? It doesn't. It's not what it would be. 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
The same with James Harden's triple-double.
I think a triple-double is hard to get. I think Jason Kidd made it look easy.
In any era of the NBA, it's hard to get.
Yes, Jason Kidd made it look easy, too.
It's hard to get, but the game is more angled.
Rondo used to kill it. You didn't get mad at Rondo killing
triple-doubles.
He'll be snatching rebounds.
He got about three.
Did we get mad at Rondo, though? Did we get mad at Rondo when he was snatching all over the place?
Rondo was playing with three future Hall of Famers.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah, did some of them make a miss a shot on purpose so they get the rebound? Like, shoot, miss.
Oh, yeah, yeah, go.
Remember when they did that for LeBron so he could get 50-point triple-double?
I know you hate LeBron.
They took it away.
One thing about Westbrook, he ain't going to make out the first round. He's not going to win a championship in Oklahoma City.
Okay.
No stars.
Nobody can argue that.
No stars coming to Oklahoma City, so he can be a stat hog all he wants to.
Okay,
so.
Look, I love Westbrook, and I don't care if he never makes it. I'm the biggest Chris Paul fan, so obviously I don't care if nobody wins. I've grown accustomed to nobody guards not winning. It's a tough league, man. But don't hate on a brother that's out there playing he played like 80 games this year, 81 games.
I salute him
every night, and you are hating on the dude.
I salute him for bringing it every night.
I'm
saying. He's not the second best player in the world.
Okay. No, I didn't look. That's arguable.
Westbrook ain't number two now.
Okay, but Westbrook, yo.
That's what Keem said.
Keem said that. He has a case.
He had a chip on his shoulder after Durant left for Golden State.
No,
he's just the modern.
He can be top five. Westbrook's not top five?
Easily.
Absolutely. Top four.
Okay.
Top four.
He changes a complete team. He changes an entire team. He'll go on your team and he'll change it. He just showed that. I'll go on your team and I'll completely turn it around. This team here at Construct, you got Oladipo, who I was high on, and he's had a decent year. But you have Cantor and Adams and Roberson and all these other guys. They're not to that level of going to take them past the second round. We know that. They're just not that. That's fine, though. But for what he's done, we got to appreciate this. It ain't going to happen again. It ain't going to do that. He might break his own record next year. I don't know. But still.
To get a guy like Kevin Durant or something.
Say it again? OKC needs to get a guy like Kevin Durant.
He need to get a guy like Kevin Durant. I think that will really change.
You know what? That's a good point.
Their culture.
I completely. Cupcakes and all. I think he'll come back to OKC.
No, he's
not. I'm playing. He's not.
I talked about
Westbrook. Westbrook's going to be like LeBron the first time he was in Cleveland. He's going to really have to do everything.
He's going to do everything.
And no star's going to come play with him. And it's just like nobody's going to want to live.
I mean, it's a boring place. Yeah, it's a boring place to live, too. So, yeah.
I'm curious to see what his perception is going to be next summer when he has the opportunity to be a free agent. Is he going to be
I think he'll stay to rub it in Kevin Durant's face.
That I stay here and I'm balling and I'm getting all this.
He's like, I will continue to lose and average a triple double and lead the league in scoring. I'll just look right at you and keep winning these MVPs.
His 30s and loses athleticism. It's just going
to I want to see that. I want to see how Westbrook looked in his 30s. Just like I want to see LeBron's in his 30s, but I was looking forward to seeing LeBron in his 30s.
Jason Kidd adapted,
He did.
I don't know what Westbrook's going to do because that dunking going to be gone and everything.
Damn, Westbrook not dunking. Westbrook doing layups don't make sense to me. Well, go ahead.
Iverson just didn't know what to do.
Iverson didn't know what to do. Why you?
I'm saying in his 30s. I'm in their 30s.
Yeah. He didn't want to come
Iverson,
out that bench.
He didn't want to come out the bench. Yeah.
He could have been like a Ginobili.
He didn't want to come out that bench. He said no.
Exactly, because that's what he tried. That's what they tried to set him up with in Detroit.
In Detroit, yeah.
And Memphis.
Yeah.
Memphis, they cut him in like 2 days because he was like, I don't like this.
Yeah. Let's get on to our next one here before we run out. We're going to talk about T.I. T.I. said this week that he is the inventor, the creator of trap music. And we got some trap music we're going to play. Y'all gonna really feel this. Hold on, watch this.
Straight up dedicated to them Cadillacs. I'm riding I'm coming down on the sled, boy. I'm riding dirty. Real though. Riding up.
Have you ever been rolling in a clean ass sack, blowing big out the window? Everybody got a sack, got my heat right between my seat. Got a box of them things in case these fools start playing with me. You be surprised how them boppers wink. Girl.
The guard with a shake, ran up to the counter, pulled the gun out with the quickness. Shot the bank teller so it wouldn't be a witness. Fled out the door. Sure that I get him. Put him to the river seat. Never sounds a lunatic. Jump down as the vehicle is spotted me a boat quick. Jump down with it.
gap like in Vietnam. Quickly making waves in the river as I felt fast. Got about a mile in the boat, ran out of gas. Oh no, Joe, I think I can't get me.
I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that move that I ran off the block? Or is it that clown last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had came, but it was gold, metal, flower. Reached under my seat, now I'm popping for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of than a monster. Put the left in the Popeyes and Bell Dot quick. If it's going down, let's get it over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on a chrome-plated trigger. When I saw, I'll make you start giggling.
Please, when I walk, make you clap your hand, bro, make you dance. If your suckers wanna battle, you don't have a chance. But see, they might bounce back with some fake kung fu. But I'll microphone karate all over you. Cause I'm a swift kick, dookie, that was raving the fire. Dead.
Yo, that was, we had UGK in there, 8 Ball and MJG. That last one was Sammy Sam. Anybody ever heard of him?
Sammy Sam?
Yeah, no. I never. Okay, never 80s dude from, exactly, right? From the 8. They said he really was the.
No, I think, what's his name? Dwight Howard actually shouted him out.
Sammy Sam?
I think so.
He said, okay.
Like, Dwight Howard, he was talking about people from Atlanta, you know, when Migos were coming, and he was like, yeah, you know, if you're from the A, you always support people from Atlanta. You know, he was saying some very old school underground hip hop folks. That
Hitman, okay, his name Hitman Sammy Sam. Dwight might have said shouted him out, which is the first I ever heard. That last song was him. It's from like '88. I never heard him, but they say he's actually the originator of trap music, especially from because Atlanta trap music came from Atlanta. I think most people agree on that. Ghetto Boys, I had Ghetto Boys in there because they're also like they got a lot of credit for the trap music as well. It was just like different, right?
Right.
So back trap music then was all like storytelling, like as you could tell. He talking about shooting somebody like Vietnam. I don't know.
I think since trap music back then, if they're gonna call it, you know, the beginning of trap music, it sounds so much different. It kind of sounds exactly like gangster rap, and they're talking about the same things as gangster rap. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, is this trap music or is this just gangster rap from the South? But like, since y'all from the South, y'all calling it trap music.
I mean, is it trap because it's what? Okay, is it all that it's talking about is trap, or is it like because it's also dance? Like, because trap is supposed to be, you can like kind of jig to it.
I mean, it's just different sounds. Like, you know, like they say trap music, you know, stems in Houston, Memphis, and Atlanta. And it's a different sound in West Coast and East Coast rap.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just, I'll just say it's just their spin on you know, drug, rapping about drugs. You know, it's just,
you said that's trap. That's like, T.O., that's trap. That's yeah. Just yeah. Like, yeah.
The trap to me is rapping about selling drugs, rapping about buying drugs.
21 Savage. 21.
Because you look at T.I., you just see, like, you listen to his stuff. Like, he had to hear somebody rap. Like how he raps. It's not like he's not bringing something like groundbreaking. Like he's not the first person to rap about drugs. Like
yeah.
Somebody influenced him. I'm pretty sure someone like a Goody Mob or Outkast. Right. So if he's
Dungeon
like,
Family, period, right?
Yeah,
right, the Dungeon
right,
Family.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, right. I think give credit to T.I. though. I think T.I. made it. He made it like more mainstream though.
He said,
like, I'm serious in trap music.
T.I. put the word on it and put the title on it and made it. It's just, known,
yeah.
Like he made.
This is what we're about.
Like it was like it's like okay, they be rapping some song, and then T.I. was like, "This is trap music. Yeah. I'm gonna call it trap music." Made the album type trap music, and he pushed it. That's T.I.
Yeah,
he put on. Yeah, it was just comes at a time where music was changing because you know it was just Crunk was just taking off.
Crunk.
Yeah, Crunk took off like right before
Crunk Juice.
Trap music came out. You know, he's been out since I'm Serious, but trap music got everybody's attention, and it's just
20 Foes, Rubber Band Man.
Yeah, it's just you listen to his stuff. I'm Serious. It sounds slightly different than trap music.
And, yeah, it does.
And
you never heard a brother playing the piano? What song is that he started with? That's on I'm Serious, right? You never heard a brother playing the piano? And then he's like not really playing the piano in the video. what is that? Y'all, Dave, you know what I'm talking about. He's like playing the piano.
That's
he's like, brother.
I
know you weren't born yet.
As far back as I can go is trap music with T.I.
What?
Which
what?
He's
wearing
the Beanie Man.
Wait, no, hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Yes.
What about?
Damn it. You never heard a brother playing the piano before. And then he's like, he's on the street corner, like, supposedly playing the piano. Playing the piano. And then they asked him if he actually can play the piano. He didn't answer the question. I was like, hold up, dog. D.I. playing the piano. Be easy.
That's trap music.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's trap. Yeah, no. I don't know. I give T.I. that credit, though. Like, I think after him, though, See, when I'm thinking about when I was thinking about trap, when I first heard him say it, like I thought about the first, like you said, the gangsta feel to it, like Southern. I thought about Project Pat, and because I heard that growing up mostly, like first was Project Pat. I had a boy that was from Tennessee. That's all they played in the house. Even their mama was playing like Project Pat, and then after that, obviously now I think in. I gotta get T.I. the credit, but I love Gucci probably. I like Gucci a little bit more than I like T.I. just to be honest.
Yeah, T.I. he crossed over. Like
he exactly. I was
he became more mainstream.
Exactly. Yeah. And Gucci seemed to keep it like how Gucci is. Like,
yeah, I mean, he tried crossover, but it just didn't work.
What,
but,
Gucci?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel the same. He's
Gucci's still trying to crossover.
He is.
He really is.
But people love Gucci, like especially like a certain demographic I think people love
people love the image of Gucci. They love the person Gucci more than they love Gucci's music.
Gucci music, yeah. Jeezy, yeah. Obviously, Jeezy, we gotta get credit because I hated Jeezy for a while. I can't lie. Who? But Thug Motivation was dope. Jeezy.
Oh, Jeezy. I thought you said Jeezy.
Oh, not Jeezy. Oh.
I was so confused. I was like, what is he talking about?
No.
I was like, this man is from Atlanta.
Nah, Jeezy, young Jeezy.
Yeah.
And Gucci were back. They had the city on lock for a little bit, man. Like those two going at it. So I got to give them credit for that. Thug Motivation was dope. Thug Motivation.
For about a decade, I thought Jeezy's song was Foolish. And then...
Wait, it's not?
Shawty Low died, and then everybody was like, Foolish. And I listened to the song. I was like, this was Shawty Low?
Yeah.
I always thought that was Jeezy.
Oh, it is? No, that's his fault. That's Shawty Low, Foolish. Featuring DJ Khaled.
You fool.
Wait, Birdman's on it? Rick Ross is on there? And Jim Jones? Wait, Jim Jones is on there?
I guess that's a remix.
Yeah, that's a remix. No. Okay, yeah. Young Jeezy.
That sound like Welcome to My Hood.
Yeah. Man, they put everybody on that track.
Yeah. DJ Khaled.
Yeah, DJ Khaled.
I like Ross. Jim Jones.
I just think T.I. just did a good job around that time just to put his face on it. Just like, you know, just like... You got, you know, they needed a face to it because it was just like, you know, at the time, you know, it wasn't, you know, Atlanta didn't, you know, he just had Ludacris and he got into movies. Yeah, you know, he was the top rapper, top Atlanta rapper at the time, you know, then he started getting into movies and, you know, Ludacris was huge. Like,
he was big.
It's like DMX, Ludacris.
Yeah, because he was our huge guy. And then he, just did Fast and Furious and all that stuff, and then T.I. filled that void and just
T.I. has done.
He was different, you know. Like, you know, Ludacris, like our Busta Rhymes, and T.I. came with a different image, and it was just like, oh, this guy's new, fresh, and different.
And Luda's style was also different. Luda, you know, he had a lot of, you know, funny lines and a lot.
That's what I think about Luda. When I think about him, I think about funny lines, like little catchphrases. Yeah, that's what I think about him.
I mean, he's nice when he's serious. Like, like when he beef with T.I. You know, did a man like that. He ain't doing like that.
He ain't doing like that.
I remember that.
Luda versus T.I.
I was like, dang, T.I., you over here going in that little flip with T.I.
Little flip. What happened? Wait, what happened?
What happened to him?
Wait, Lil Flip ain't died, dude.
No, he's alive.
I want to wish
the first thing I thought of when I saw Lil Flip. I was like, is he still alive?
Is he still alive? Yeah. I'd be scared. I don't know how these dudes, if they still out there or not. Lil Flip, what's up, man?
Like all those Houston dudes.
Yes.
Like all those Houston dudes, like Paul Wall, Slim Thug, Mike Jones.
Paul Wall had a song with Lecrae a couple of years ago.
Really?
Really?
Paul Wall still alive. Okay, so Paul Wall still alive. Who else is still alive?
He's like a Chamillionaire.
Chamillionaire's
career went down the drain when he said that he refuses to curse anymore. Remember that? He said, I'm not going to curse for the rest of my career.
I thought that Michael Jordan.
Yo, Chamillionaire, come through the show, man. We want to see what's up with you, man.
Rolling.
Yeah, yes. Like, Chamillionaire. He sounded nice on with the grills and everything.
Yes,
I was like, they took over for a minute.
Yeah, Houston did. Houston had like 6 months.
Oh, yeah, they did. But you know, it's also.
And then Akon was taking over too at that time. So I was like, Akon was kind of dominating, but Houston was up there with them. With Paul Wall.
Yes, you know. But I respect Paul. Paul Wall's in there.
Paul Wall is definitely like a legend of that time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The 2000s period, we're just like Southern dudes, that's when we start getting it. Yeah. Now, y'all think the sound is trap music. What does trap music sound like now?
Trap.
Like advertisements?
Boom. But okay.
like a commercial?
I don't, you know.
Half of what you hear is about everything.
Name dropping, name.
Because
then your Birdman used to do that all the time, talking about some, you know, back when Cash Money was like, well, it was just the Big Timers.
Yeah.
Like, dang, that's a car commercial or a song.
it sounds like he's selling something. No, it do.
I was like, now they're doing it like when Tom Ford and Robin Jeans and I was
Alexander McQueen.
I was like, y'all over here selling them for.
Yeah, they do Gucci belts, everything. Like,
yeah, a McDonald's commercial now.
Look out. I'm surprised McDonald's ever put them in a commercial. They probably already did. They just don't know it.
Yo, McDonald's, y'all should put trap music in y'all. No, don't do that. We forgot.
Did we talk about this last week?
McDonald's.
Who should do McDonald's, right?
Nah, McDonald's, y'all trash for what y'all do. Y'all put all the black people in y'all commercials.
A number two.
Yeah.
I said a number two.
Yeah.
Number two. Hey, I said a number two.
Yeah.
I pulled up to the drive-thru, got a number two.
Come on.
I think I want me some good fast food.
Skirt.
Finna pull up to that Mickey D's.
Skirt.
I'm getting Mickey Waves, but she give me Mickey 3.
McDonald's under the pay Rashad. That's Rashad Milligan. Make sure you pay him. Hey. All right, you hit him up. You DM
him.
Him
his residuals.
Thank you. You know they're going to steal that. We thought of this ourselves.
I had some black dude in the liner like, I'm on Candler Row. I'm finna pull up to the McDonald's boy. And then the music video starts. Number two.
It's like, what?
Number two.
Rashad's watching it like,
are you? During the NBA Finals.
Yeah. Like, they get like a clone, a Rashad clone. That's not looking like.
Debut it on the BET Awards in the middle of it.
No, you would be so sick. I know, you would be so sick. That's like 100. Yeah. All the trap music now is like mainstream. So like EDM and everything, trap music is everywhere now.
Migos are mainstream now. They got a song with Calvin Harris.
Right.
Here's my thing. All right, so you got trap music from different eras. I think Migo has the 2010 era, right? Of trap music. Everybody stole their sound.
2 Chainz.
Migos. I'm talking about the
Migos,
flow.
Migos.
No, Migos. The flow.
Everyone stole. Migos. What's his name? Flow. Takeoff. Everyone stole.
Well, okay, yeah. All right, so they give Quavo that credit. I understood that. I understood that. Yeah.
Mafia's flow.
Yeah, 3-6.
Yeah.
3-6.
They stole 3-6 flow.
So David's been saying that, which is, I think it's a fair, like. Point.
They sound like
3-6.
He's not
like,
the only person I heard say that.
Okay, cool.
I've been hearing people say that.
They sound like 3-6.
First off.
And before 3-6, it was Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Bone Thugs.
Do or die. Yeah.
We got some Migos. I'm just giving Migos this error here because
they own it. I'll give it this
because everybody's trying to sound like
Drake put them on.
Oh god.
Quavo's all over.
This episode's over. Because you think about, like, I know you're going to say, everybody's like, Versace. If without that, the Migos wouldn't be hot.
Okay,
I'm
so
in
Atlanta,
I don't
though,
believe
in
that.
Atlanta, you already had Bando and then Versace.
We thought they were hot. Thank you.
Then Drake hopped on Versace, and that took them national.
Yeah, it's the same, like,
I get it, but
yeah.
They were already hot to us, though. To us in Atlanta, they were hot.
Yeah, you know, Atlanta's small compared to L.A. and
they're eventually going to blow.
So they were like, oh, Drake.
Because you got rich kids, you know what I'm saying? You got rich kids that never made it out.
Rich kids? What happened to them?
They never made it out. Well, Schooly went solo, and he signed to 2 Chainz in them.
Oh, okay.
He never really took off. Yeah.
Damn.
Flexing.
Drake like Jay-Z.
No, that's so real. You put him on track, it's his song, apparently.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this Jay-Z song.
Yeah.
You know, he got to jump on all the
like,
trends.
We made it. That's Soulja Boy's song. But when you think of that song, you think of Drake. I'm like, that's Soulja Boy's song.
You know what? As much as I hate him, you're right. I do think about Drake, man.
They make a big deal. They're like, you know, Jay-Z got to put his verse on this. If you get a Jay-Z verse, you special.
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah. Look, everybody need to leave. You don't have to have Drake on your records, all right?
You know,
Frank
Ocean got Jay-Z on his new record.
See?
And he didn't need to be on it. No, and he did not. Did you hear that record?
Yeah.
Jay-Z's verse on that record was whack.
It was Jay-Z, Tyler, the Creator.
All he needed was Frank and Tyler in that song. I don't care. Anybody says
that was a whack. They put Jay-Z on these records because, you know, they feel like it's going to give, you know, some sort of added, I guess, you know,
cash. Hey, he did his thing on Keys. On Keys?
The keys. Okay, he went in.
Oh, that's me, the key. Hey, come on, man. Hey, I like that, man.
Yo, Rashad getting into it.
I don't even like Jay-Z like that, but I like that.
Now Drake is that guy. You got to put Drake in your song to get a hit.
I get it. It helps. I understand.
Wayne hadn't had a hit without Drake.
Damn. Wait, Wayne?
Yeah.
What's the last Wayne Drake song, though? Hold on.
He need Drake,
No Frauds with Nicki Minaj.
But I mean, the last hit is that tell me that you love it. You know, we at the top and only heaven right above it.
You know that song, Mind to Blow? He said, we're going to be all right as long as we got Drake on the hook. He ain't had Drake on his hook, man. Like Carter
Believe
5
me?
And stuff.
Yeah.
But, Lil Wayne featuring Drake, Believe Me. I never heard Believe Me.
Love Me.
Is that what the song is? Is that what that song is?
I'm on
Believe
that
me?
Good Cushion alcohol.
Oh, God.
I got some down I can call.
I'm not going to bash Drake version. Because I feel like it'll harm Drake, my career.
It's the Drake stimulus package, man.
Yeah.
Drake stimulus.
I'm so sick of this. You don't hear that she ether on the radio no more.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you hear no frauds, even though that's
another song. Another song. The song with both. With Gucci
with
Mane.
Gucci, yeah.
Like, no one knows that's Gucci. Well, no one
sees that as Gucci song. No, that's Gucci
song. That's Gucci song.
But everybody sees it as, I don't usually do this. As, you know, they don't know the hook.
He's singing the
exactly.
hook.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, everybody loves the hook now, but Gucci was.
Yeah, you got to have Drake, man.
First of all, the sixth guy. Who is the sixth guy?
Gucci.
Thank you. And that's the correct answer, sir. You get a prize.
Quentin Miller. You get an all-exclusive theme song from McDonald's. All right. Hey, y'all, I've been thinking about this song for a couple of weeks now. It goes like, number two,
yo.
number two.
McDonald's really going to hit you up. I really hope McDonald's, yo, like, y'all food sucks, but hit up Rashad. Hey, give him he's a college kid.
You think T.I. going to bounce back?
You say what?
You think T.I. going to bounce back?
Nah. Oh, that's a good...
I think he's just old.
Is
he at that Luda status where he's just like, you know,
he's a family man now. Like,
he raps about politics.
And the thing is, he's trying to transition into it. That
the stage political, all that politics. Yeah.
It seems though, because isn't he becoming somewhat of a family man too?
Yeah, no, he is. Yeah. He has been in movies, like hella movies. But remember American Gangster and all that? Like, I get it. He wants to be a movie dude. They said Atlanta 2 might come, by the way, people. ATL 2.
They've been saying that for like 5 years.
He posted a picture with Lauren London, and they were like, "It's on the way, guys."
They're gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah, bro.
And that goes to Netflix. Netflix.
Oh man.
Ah. Netflix.
Hey, Netflix is the move nowadays.
Nah,
people,
I get it.
Chelsea
I mean, for
Handler
stand up for
Netflix.
Stand up comedy.
Damn. Well, Dave Chappelle, shout out.
They got Louis C.K. He got
I heard his is really good. Is it funny? Have you heard it yet?
Oh no, I haven't heard it.
Okay. Well, look, y'all. This is the A-League podcast, man. We went over the Hawks Wizards. First game is Sunday, at 1:00, and then the second game is what, Tuesday? Then they come back to Atlanta for games 3 and 4 Friday, and I think what, Sunday or Monday?
No, it's like Saturday.
Saturday and Monday here back in Phillips Arena. I think it'll be a more exciting series than people are expecting, though. So shout out to those Hawks for at least making it, giving us something to watch here.
10 years in a row.
Your boy NBA is the Twitter handle, hawkshoop.com. And, you know, just, you know, my DMs are open. Go ahead. Rashad Miller.
RashadMilligan.com. Clark_Kent_75. I get my Superman on. Jeremy Johnson.
Jeremy's going to come for you, man. Go ahead. You're like, he said, what?
This is David on Twitter. D Norwood's, you know what?
Jeremy going, he said what? I mean, he's gonna be hype, boy. He said
Jeremy Johnson,
just like that. Jeremy Johnson, your outro.
Jeremy sound like a cool saxophone dude. Yeah, that Jeremy Johnson.
Akeem Balaam, AKIEMBAILUM, Twitter, Gram, BeyondTheW.com, draft coverage all over the place. Check it out.
Can we shout out Kelsey Plum?
Who's that?
Number one on pick.
Scotty Bean, what's up? All right, we out. A-League.
Wow.